May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and May 2021 may prove to be even more challenging for many people due to the ongoing pandemic. I'm Lisa Berry, and there is an Eastern Michigan University student who decided to do something in hopes of improving our mental health, and she joins us now. So welcome, Hannah Palmer.
Thank you for having me.
You've created what you're calling the Sunflower Project. Tell us about that.
So the Sunflower Project is a nonprofit organization that I started in spring of 2021. Our mission is ACE, Assistance, Community, and Education. We aim to provide financial assistance via scholarships and grants for those with diagnosed mental health conditions, foster a positive mental health community through transparent conversations, and we aim to provide free or reduced cost mental health first aid education.
You said one of my favorite words, and I like to talk things out, and that was conversations. How do you see these taking place?
So through all the speaking appearances that I've done and with meeting with so many different people, I've been able to have these transparent conversations. And what I mean by that is I share my story as a person who has depression and anxiety, as someone who is a domestic violence survivor, someone who has attempted suicide 5 times. And what I have found is that because I don't look like someone who would necessarily have all of those struggles, it starts that conversation of there is no one look to someone who has a mental illness, and there is no one look to someone who is struggling. And it really introduces a strong dichotomy between the stigma of what we think someone who has a mental illness would look like and what it actually is. And I have these conversations by sharing my story and by asking people if they're comfortable and ready to share their own stories, so that way we can work to reduce the stigma.
As I said during the intro to this interview about the pandemic making it worse, this is relatively new. You just started it recently, so if you said spring 2021.
Yes.
Do you think the pandemic has really caused some more challenges for people's mental health?
I think it definitely has. I've talked to so many college students and adolescents alike, and so many of us are struggling. We are struggling with having to go back and forth from in-person learning to digital learning, trying to still have those social connections in a digital environment, and then dealing with all of the grief of all of our events and things getting canceled, and trying to figure out what the next step is. There's so many anxieties and unknown pieces in our lives right now that even for adults, we don't know how to handle something like this because we've never experienced it before. So everyone's mental health has taken a drastic shift that we really do need to address.
So you mentioned the Sunflower Project is helping finance people getting the help they need, and you have these conversations. Do you have one piece of advice or one rule of thumb that you personally like to follow to stay mentally healthy?
So one thing that I always tell people whenever I'm having these kinds of conversations is your mental health does not define you nor your capabilities. Mm. So frequently I'm looked at as someone who has it all and can do it all, but I do still struggle from time to time with my depression and my anxiety and suicidal ideation. And so I like to remind people that those words like depression or anxiety or suicide do not define who you are or what you're capable of. And that's something that I just like to really explain to people, because so often we look at that label as that is all I am. I am only depression. I'm only going to be anxious, but you can still accomplish a great deal of things while managing those things.
And when I looked at your website, which we will put a link to with this interview on our website, WEMU.org, I saw the phrase, it's okay to not be okay. Is that a message you like to share?
Yes, it is. When asked, how are you? We just say, oh, I'm okay, or I'm good, or I'm just tired. But it's okay to answer, I'm not okay, because none of us are okay 100% of the time. And it's okay to have a bad day occasionally. And it's okay to reach out for help. And that's something that through these conversations and through the Sunflower Project, I really hope to work to just increase the amount of people who are able to have these conversations and are able to say, hey, I'm not okay and I need support.
Are you targeting people your age? You're a senior at Eastern Michigan University, or is this available and open to everyone of all ages?
This is able and available to people of all ages. I'm currently working on a project that would be geared more toward youth mental health, which would be roughly kindergarten through 5th or 6th grade. I'm also working with Livingston County Mental Health Authority to promote a couple events coming up that is for 6th through 12th grade students, as well as a similar project with Ingham County School Districts that promotes 6th through 12th grade mental health. And then I'm hoping to soon start talking to college-age students about their mental health and what we can do to seek the help we need, even by asking our professors for extensions or talking to the universities themselves to see what they can do to give us greater assistance. So this is really for people of all ages, just to start that conversation and really work towards having an open and positive conversation about mental health, because saying the words mental health or mental illness is not a bad word.
Why sunflower?
So sunflowers are the only flower that turns toward another when they're in need of additional assistance or support or additional sunlight. And so that's why I really got the idea to name it the Sunflower Project, is I grew up loving sunflowers and how strong and resilient and beautiful they were. My grandma always told me to stand tall and bright like a sunflower. And so I like to have that reminder of hashtag be their sunflower. So be a sunflower that someone can turn to in their time of crisis.
And that's what you are. Hannah Palmer, Eastern Michigan University student and creator of the Sunflower Project. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.